I take over after her. It's not that we all have to be in lockstep. It should be whatever syllables feel good. If you sing a diggy on a die-die, it doesn't really matter. It's about the flow. It's about trying to just let go a little bit at a time. So don't overthink it if you can help it. If not, sing exactly what I'm singing. Sidur, but the handout, the first song with words beyond that nigun, which comes from Bells, the town of Bells, is this lovely, simple idea of how we prepare for tefillah, and not just how we prepare at 8 o'clock on Friday nights when we're here together in our congregation, but how do we prepare to interact in the world? How do we prepare when we leave later on this evening? What is the posture with which we can walk through the world? Part of the purpose of prayer is to help remind us of how we want to be our best selves in the world. It goes like this. Open my eyes to truth. Open my hands to give freely. Open my lips to good words, to pure words. Open my heart to love. That's the whole song.
Shabbat Shalom, everyone.
Shabbat Shalom.
And it's a great pleasure to welcome Cantor Bakst, who is with us this Shabbat. He'll be with us again in April. For those of you who are guests this evening who don't know Cantor Bakst, she's leads us on the High Holy Days, and she's the director of music for the Union of Reformed Judaism, and was the cantor at Temple Emmanuel in Kensington. And as you saw from just the start of the service, it's just a true blessing whenever she's with us, and the way that her soul radiates absolutely gives us incredible joy for Shabbat. So thank you so much. And Connor, let me say Mazel Tov to you and to your family, your grandparents who are sitting in the front row, and welcome to the front row for the weekend. And I know you're going to be just wonderful this weekend. And as you and your family are so involved here at the congregation, it really is that second home. And so we're all celebrating with you on this Shabbat. Getting ready for the coming of Purim, for Tat Shabbat, we have our Tat Shabbat craft, which was decorated boxes of mac and cheese that also double as groggers. This is Shabbat Zachor, and it's the Shabbat when we remember the tragedies, leading up to Purim, which was the time when Haman wanted to destroy the Jewish people. And in that spirit this evening, we're very conscious of the loss of life, those who were massacred in New Zealand. And it's the violence which takes human life when people are engaged in prayers absolutely rends the heart. And we're so conscious of this because of the tragedy in Pittsburgh. And we reach out. I'd share with you, as we begin the service, a poem that comes from Rabbi Karen Kedar. Holy One of Blessing, grant us the will to stand firm in the face of evil and hostility, not to be silent or afraid, to work diligently and faithfully to banish wickedness from the earth. Holy One of Blessing, grant us the courage and resolve to speak when there is hatred, to act when there is confusion, to join with others and build a world of safety, understanding, and acceptance. Because there is hate, dear God, help us heal our fractured and broken world. Because there is fear, dear God, grant courage and faith to those in need. Because there is pain, dear God, bring healing to the shattered and wounded. Because there is hope, dear God, teach us to be a force for justice and kindness. Because there is love, dear God, help us to be a beacon of light and compassion. As is it written, be strong and let your heart have courage. Depart from evil, do good, seek peace and pursue it. We continue now with the candle blessing as we go from the realities of the world. The light of the candles brings in the peace of Shabbat, and it calls us to bring the light of hope into the world. And I'd like to invite Connor and Elise and Lauren and Gail and Lisa to come to lead us with candle lighting number 2.
Shabbat begins at sundown, But sundown comes so early on the cold winter's day, and in summertime the sun is like a child not wanting to go to bed. The summer light lingers in the sky, even as we gather in prayer. So when does Shabbat begin?
Shabbat begins when we have set aside our work, his business, and wish. Shabbat begins when we are all together around the Shabbat table,
when we are finally together, we light and bless the candles. That is when Shabbat begins. Asher kidishanu b'mitzvah tov, v'tzivanu l'hadlik ner shel Shabbat. Blessed are you, Adonai our God, ruler of the universe, who makes us holy, your mitzvot, and commands us to kindle the lights of Shabbat. Amen.
Sivanu lehad lik ner shel Shabbat.
Amen. This evening, Cantor Box will be leading the majority of the service, and the idea is that as we're in a time of transition, Rabbi Perlin had a style of leading for 32 years, and the different associate rabbis and drop a male rabbi into the mix every once in a while. And Cantor Box, who's in touch with everything that's happening in the Reformed Jewish world, also helps us think about what future worship might be. Just a couple of reminders. Please don't take out any cell phones during the service. You might want to snap a picture, but it really is important not to do that. And also, if people whisper to one another, we really do hear it up on the bima. So I'd ask that you not do that. And please enjoy Shabbat as Cantor Box leads us.
I have a friend who told me a story about a time that his car broke down. And he was on the side of the road with his broken down car. It was late at night, it was cold, it had been fairly rainy. And he waited for a while for someone to come from the company, a tow truck to come. Finally, after a long wait, the tow truck did come. The man who got out of the tow truck seemed particularly grumpy and frazzled, and my friend told me that he figured, you know, it had been a long night, it was rainy, there had probably been lots of, you know, problems, and he had had a long day. The man got out to help fix my friend's car and went to look at the problem, looked around, sort of muttered under his breath, seemed exasperated, went back to his truck, looked for the right tools, couldn't seem to find the right tools, came back to the car, couldn't figure it out, was sort of stomping around, digging for tools, finally said, I can't fix your car tonight. I don't have the right tools. I just can't do it. So they sort of stood there for a while to figure out what to do, and the tow truck driver said, I'm not going to be able to find anyone else this late to come get you. Why don't I just drive you home? So my friend said, okay, gets in the car. Silence. Most of the way home. The truck driver is clearly not in a good mood, pretty grouchy, and my friend just sits quietly, giving him directions home. About 5 or 10 minutes from my friend's house, the man says, I live pretty close by, and it's such a cold night. Would you like to come over for a cup of tea? My friend says, okay, interesting. Go to the truck driver's house, park the car. Follows the truck driver up the walk to his front door. And as the truck driver gets about halfway up the walk, there's a tree on the other side of the path, and the truck driver reaches up and just waves his fingers in the direction of the tree, goes up to the front door, my friend following close behind. Front door opens as the truck driver approaches, and two children are there. And they leap with glee into the truck driver's arms, and he opens them wide, a big smile on his face. And as he's hugging his children, the wife comes to the door, and he gives her a very deep, passionate kiss, a big smile on his face, and he turns and asks my friend to come in for a cup of tea. Has a cup of tea, a few minutes. Finally, it's really he must be getting home. The truck driver says, "I'll take you on home." As they walk back down the path towards the truck driver's car, my friend says, "I have to ask you, when we were coming in to have a cup of tea, I noticed that you sort of waved your fingers up at the tree out on this path. What was that about?" Truck driver said, "Oh, that's my worry tree." Truck driver said, "Some days at work, out in the world, are very hard. But my philosophy is, I don't need to bring those worries into my house. So I drop them off here on my worry tree. And then I don't have to bring them into my house with my family." And my friend says, "Oh, that's neat." And then as they're getting in the car, the truck driver turns to my friend and says, "And you know what's even more amazing? When I come back out in the morning, there are a lot fewer than were there the night before." So as we move through, it takes some of us longer than others. But I can't ask you to file out again and drop the worry tree. But symbolically in your head, or if you want to do it yourself, just leave your worries on the worry tree, and hopefully, I won't promise, but I will suggest that maybe there'll be fewer worries to pick up as you leave Shabbat, as you leave the sanctuary, our sacred home this evening. Page 14, Lecha Dodi. Lecha Dodi.
Bo we hala,
our prayer for creation, Ma'ariv Aravim. There isn't a reading on the page. The end of the blessing for the evening is in your handout, but when we get there, maybe you'll remember if you don't want to use it. Baruch Ata Adonai, Ma'ariv Aravim. The prayer that asks us to bring on the evening and all of its gifts. So there's no reading, and you might be familiar with this, you may not be, and as you know what to sing, please join in for Ma'ariv Aravim. Kshe'ani ro'e b'chaloni et shemorik lecha v'gam li anishar le'atzmi eize achla Echlom le'atzmi eize achla olam v'chotzi ve'hakeshet yafim v'chadashim prusim acharei hageshem al pnei ha'anashim v'hayom ko yafe v'kali kol kach lomar she'ani see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day and dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Now the Chatima, Baruch Ata Adonai, Ma'ariv together at the bottom of page 20. Open up our eyes, teach us how to live, fill our hearts with joy and all the love you have to give. Gather us in peace as you lead us to your name, and we will know that you are one. Page 22. Shema Yisrael. Ve'ahavta et Adonai Elohecha b'chol levavcha u'v'chol nafshecha u'v'chol me'odecha v'hayu hadvarim ha'ele asher anochi mitzavcha yom al levavecha v'shinantam levanecha v'dibarta bam v'shivtecha b'veitecha lechtecha b'aderech Uvkumecha, Ukshar Tam Leot, Vahayu Latota Fot Bain Enecha, Uch Tav Tam Al Mezuzot Betecha, Uvish Arecha, Mantruva asitam et kol mitzvotai kedoshim lelohechem. Ani Adonai Elohechem asher hotzeiti etchem me'eretz Mitzrayim liyot lachem lelohim. Ani Adonai Elohechem. Page 24. A year ago, this week, after in sort of wake of the shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, many students around the country organized a walkout. And many in the DC area went downtown to stand at the Capitol. My nephew, who now works at the RAC, at the time was a senior at AU and was one of the organizers of the part of the walkout that was to meet downtown at the Capitol. He was the unit head of one of the girls who went to URJ Camp Coleman, who was killed at Parkland. And he helped with others organize what happened at the Capitol. Many congresspeople spoke, many leaders in the community, to the thousands who walked out last year. And my nephew Aaron had the privilege to introduce Representative John Lewis, who was sort of the end of the program. John Lewis, of course, who was one of the original civil rights leaders with Martin Luther King and staged early protests as a student. And what he said to these young people was many beautiful things, but what he ended with was his pride in their activism and their wanting to see a better world for themselves. And what he said as he finished was, "Don't give up, don't give in. Keep your eyes on the prize." The only thing that we've done wrong is wait in the wilderness too long. Keep your eyes on the prize, hold on. The only thing that we've done right is the day we've begun to fight. Keep your eyes on the prize, hold on, hold on, hold on, keep your eyes on the prize, hold on. Bottom of 24, our song, when we kept our eyes on that prize. Mikamocha ba'elim Adonai, Mikamocha nedar ba'kodesh. Keep your eyes on the prize, hold on. Nora tehilot, Nora tehilot, oh say pele. Keep your page 29. Oh, page 27. That was my mistake. Page 27. Sometimes Shabbat is such that we just want to rest. I feel that way today. It just feels sometimes hard. It's just hard and I'm tired. So sometimes with Shamru, that moment can just be quietude and peace, but sometimes I want to push against the need to rest and want to feel more grasping, finding those places of joy and celebration and movement and life to counteract those times when sometimes it just feels really hard. So that's what we're going to do. Page 29. A kavana, an intention before we begin our tefillah. Why do we ask God for things when we pray? Do we imagine that if we didn't ask, God wouldn't know what it was that we desire? Do we suppose that an all-knowing God had not intended to grant us a certain gift, but then seeing how very earnest we are, seeing how deeply we pray, then God's mind is changed? Perhaps God is simply flattered by the effusion of praise? There's an analogy given by Leon Modena, which says this: imagine a man sitting on a boat on a lake, and he's pulling himself by means of a rope towards the shore. So the rope is attached to the shore, and he's pulling himself to shore. But to someone standing far off, it might actually appear as if he is moving the shore closer to him. But of course, it's only the boat that moves. Similarly, he explains, people think that we are moving God when we are really moving ourselves. We are the boats, and God is the shore. God doesn't need our flattery, but we need reminders of God's greatness. God doesn't change in response to our prayers. We do. God remains unfathomable, but with each earnest prayer, we come to understand ourselves a little bit better. With each pull, we draw ourselves closer to God. And if our prayer draws us closer to God, then the prayer has been answered. Please rise. Open my eyes to truth. Open my hands to give freely. Open my lips. Open my lips to good words, to pure words. Open my heart to love. Open my eyes. Open my eyes to truth. Open my hands to give freely. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu ve'Elohei avoteinu ve'imoteinu, Elohei Avraham, Elohei Yaakov, Elohei Sarah, Elohei Rivka, Elohei Rachel ve'Elohei Leah. Ha'el ha'gadol ha'gibor v'hanora, El Elyon, Gumel chasadim tovim, v'kone ha'kol, v'zocher chasde avot v'imahot. Gula livnei v'nehem, lama'an shemo ba'ahava, Melech uzer u'moshiach u'magen, Baruch ata Adonai, Magen Avraham v'ezrat Sarah. Ata gibor le'olam Adonai, mechayim atim ata rav l'mashiach. Mechalkel, mechayim, v'rachamim rabim, somech noflim v'rofei cholim, umatir asurim, umechayim emunato lishenei afar. Mi chamocha ba'al givurot, umi domel lach, melech meimit umechaye, Matzmiach Yeshua, v'ne'eman atah l'hachayot mitim, Baruch atah Adonai, mechayim akum. Page 32. At the top together, our lives are blessed because of the holiness of God, from the beauty of the earth and sky to the beauty
God is
everywhere. God has given us the ability to realize how precious life is, and for that we are grateful. Baruch atah Adonai, Ha'el HaKadosh. Please be you, the Holy God. Please be seated. Page 35. May we, your people Israel, be worthy in our deeds and in our prayer. Wherever we live, wherever we seek you, in this land, in Zion restored, in all lands, you are our God, whom alone we serve in reverence. Ritzei Adonai Eloheinu, Be'amecha Yisrael, you don't have the words in your siddur, but There's so many words for peace. Pete Seeger has a great song called Letter to Eve. Shalom, Pachem in Teres, Shante, Salam, Hewa. Everybody has a word for peace. I mean, there are so many different religions and cultures who maybe have things that we have words for that they don't, but peace. Everybody has a word for peace, which is good, and maybe it's a shame. Peace will come. Peace will come, and let it begin with me. Let's sing that again. Peace will come. Peace will come, and let it begin with me.
Mishaberach imotena v'avotena, our God and God of our mothers and fathers, God of Sarah and Abraham, Rebecca and Isaac, Leah, Rachel, and Jacob, as you have brought healing to our ancestors, as you bring healing to all who are in need, be with those now who are in need of your blessing. Send them refuat ha-nefesh, refuat ha-guf, healing of body, mind, and spirit. Eternal God, may the light of your presence be with them for strength and comfort. On this Shabbat, we especially hold in our hearts all of those who were injured in New Zealand, all of those whose spirits are harmed because of the violence. Eternal God, send your strength to all of the dear ones of those who are ill. May they feel your blessing. God, may all their caregivers have skilled hands and understanding hearts. Baruch atadonai rofe haholim. Blessed are you, O God, who sends strength and healing to the ill. Amen.
Amen. Mishaberach avoteinu, Avraham, Yitzchak, ve'Yaakov, v'imoteinu Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, v'Leah, hu yivarech et kol ha'cholim, yimalei rachamim aleihem, Achalimam ulrapotam, achazikam. Refuat ha-nefesh, refuat ha-guf. Refuat ha-nefesh, refuat ha-guf. V'nomar, amen.
We pause for our own thoughts and our own prayers.
We will build this world from compassion. Olam Chesed, it's not there in your booklets. Olam Chesed Yibaneh, we will build this world from love. From our reform communities in the area that soon after the attack, members of our congregations came and encircled the mosque and held hands and showed the love and support that they had for that community. And after the attack in Pittsburgh, we heard the same from our Muslim brothers and sisters in Pittsburgh who came to stand at the door and to stand with our family, with their families. Pittsburgh. Olam Chesed Yibaneh, we will build this world from love, but it has to be from person to person. It has to be about the relationships we build. And we build this world from love in all of our languages, for peace and for compassion. So in Arabic, Eyalimun min al rahama.
Da 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 da
When I was here 2 years ago before the holidays, I talked a little bit about one of the things about why there are so many melodies to our prayers. And one of the main messages, I did 6 or 7 or more versions of Vishamru, and we talked a little bit about Happy Birthday as well, is that we are always changing and evolving. Our prayers are the same, by and large, but we are constantly changing. And so the melodies give us all opportunities to find our emotional way into and out of prayer. And for our communities, as we grow and change, to find different expressions of who we are. Because the liturgy, for the most part, is the same. Tonight I'm going to talk a little more, and with some examples, musical examples as well, about the diversity within the Jewish musical tradition, the little historical context for it, in about 8 minutes. So we're going to have a history of both the prayer book and Jewish music in hopefully 10 minutes max. So the first thing is, and you have this wonderful Sidur here at Temple B'nai Shalom, and if you've traveled to other congregations in all different kinds of movements and around the world, sometimes the prayer book is the same and sometimes the prayer book is different. But what's important for us, I think, to understand when we think about worship, and part of my work at the ORJ is to think about worship in our movement, past, present, and future, is that when we think about changing our prayers, sometimes we become nervous that we are somehow doing something radical. The fact of the matter is that much of our service and our prayers have changed, and they themselves are not really that ancient. Our prayer book, as we have it here from Temple B'nai Shalom, or other Sidurim, other prayer books, were not given with the Ten Commandments to Moshe Rabbeinu by God. 6th century, 7th century, 8th century, before there were prayer books and really people praying, people all over the diaspora weren't sure how to articulate what they wanted from the world, so they'd gather in a group and say, we here need rain, so does anyone have a prayer for rain? And someone would say, dear God, it's really dry, our crops aren't growing, we need some rain or we're all going to starve. And the group would say, amen. And all around the world, everyone had their way that they would just communicate what it was they wanted in the world. Well, 6th century, and then 8th, 5th, 7th, 8th, somebody asked, in Italy asked them, in France, what are you guys saying? And somebody wrote in a letter, here's what we say. And over time, as things happen, as our technologies change, those prayers stuck. But those prayers were all written by human beings, except for Micha Mocha, which comes from Torah, Ve'ahavta, things like that. Human beings wrote the Baruch Hu, praise God to whom we love God. The group said, we like God forever and ever. And that's Baruch Hu. This is only to say that these things are human designed. And while much of our prayer book stayed the same, the way we have articulated our prayers have changed. People all over the world, in different parts of the world, focus on different prayers differently, describe certain things differently, pray for certain things to happen in the world, and other communities do not. So we should give ourselves a little, cut ourselves a little slack that we are not necessarily any more radical than anyone before us when our prayers are designed to reflect who we are and what we need. Now, the history of Jewish music, which I'm not going to give you a history as well of that, except to say that our music has also always changed. There was classical Jewish music, choral music that was designed to mirror church music, music that was designed for the congregation never to sing, that was designed to be in 4-8-12-part harmony for the choir and the cantor to sing, sometimes no cantor. Then, because of the Renaissance, all of our music was pretty classical. Then the Germanic tradition came to the States. After the Holocaust, most Jews didn't want to sing the German choral tradition, so we lost a good amount of our German choral tradition, which again was a social, social, cultural response to the world, affected Jewish music. And things have evolved until today. Jews all over the world, no matter where we live, have always incorporated the music of the people with whom we live. When we lived in the Middle Ages, much of our music sounded like the Arabic music with which we were surrounded because in our good relationships with our Muslim neighbors in the Middle Ages. All over the world, people sing, may the people locally sing. Our music can be divided into a few different styles, which will help us consider sometimes when we're in other communities or when we hear different music that maybe I share or you hear out in the world. Different musical types can represent theologically our relationship with God very differently. Benji Ellen Schiller teaches that there are different M's. She uses M's because it's easy to remember, of music. One is music of majesty, right? The full body music of a pipe organ, lavish repertoire of the Western art tradition. Early reformers developed this, a rather rich tradition. And the theology was of a sort of awesome, amazing God who rules the universe with great power. And that was a theological music that we had in our tradition. The music of meditation was the opposite, of course. Suggests, you know, bowing our head. We think of like Yehiu L'Ratzon, introspection, personal moments of reflection, ways that we can listen to the still small voice within us. That would be music of meditation. Perhaps one of the more innovative types of music is the music of meeting, the music that this congregation is known for and sings a lot of, music of meeting, of community, of group singing, but that's actually how we come to know God, is because we are sharing something together, we're building something together, we're singing with our neighbors. Then that's the music of meeting, different than music of majesty, which we might think of more vertically, music of meeting more horizontally. Finally, the music of memory, Benji defined about 20 years ago. The music that we remember from our past. We think of Mi-Sinai melodies, again, melodies from Sinai, that aren't from Sinai, but they're called that because they've never changed, and they seem so core to our tradition. Kol Nidre, the Rosh Hashanah Aleinu, and a few others. Oh, say shalom bimromav, hu ya'aseh shalom. Anyone know when that was written? 1969. It's considered Mi-Sinai, though, because even though it was written before some of us were born, it just, you know, that's the Oseh Shalom that everyone knows. And again, we must have been singing since the beginning of time, but we've not been singing it that long. Would be considered the music of memory. One of the challenges is, and I demonstrated it a little bit with the repertoire tonight, is, and Benji would say this, the music of memory is problematic. Why? Why is the music of memory maybe a problematic category of music for our reform community, our tradition? Yeah, possibly, yes, we aren't who's going to remember it.
We all have different memories.
Exactly, Bidiuk. Whose memory? Whose memory? When I travel and teach and consult on worship and change in congregations, particularly not just in music, though that's a focus, but generally is when we say traditional, it just doesn't exist anymore. We can't say that is traditional. Whose tradition? Our communities are not Ashkenazi-centric. We are not an Ashkenormative people, by and large. You know, maybe 50% of our communities come from a certain kind of European tradition where we all say, I grew up with the, you know, Adon Olam, Asher Malach, whatever it is. Half the room now, no matter where I go, has never heard that before. They didn't grow up Jewish. They grew up in a conservative synagogue. They grew up in an Orthodox synagogue. They grew up, you know, they're a Cuban Jew who had a whole different set of music in Cuba. They are from Sephardic and they came, you know, generations ago and they're Iraqi Jews. They didn't grow up with the, you know, the German Adon Olam that half of our community knows. So when we say the traditional, frankly, I would argue there's no such thing. Now we could say, be anxious about that. Well then, what's the common theme? The common theme is our text, is our liturgy. Those are melodies to prayers. The prayers are what unites us, and our sacred story is what unites us, not the melodies, or we share them with each other. These are the melodies my bubby and I sang. What are the melodies that you sang with your grandma, whether you grew up Jewish or not? What is the story that you can tell in congregations? So I'm going to give you a few examples of some of the ways we think more expansively. I mean, we had the music of meditation, of introspection, the music of majesty. We don't have an organ. The Ritzei I heard growing up on organ, sort of a more classical piece. And most worship can offer different opportunities by reflecting different music. Some would add music of meaning, where maybe there's an English piece or something that's really evocative about something contemporary that really stirs us in a way that we could call music of meaning. Some would consider joyful music, music of the mosh pit. If we think about camp, are we thinking about joy? So the ways that our music represents who we are as a people is pretty diverse. So I mentioned the Adon Olam, as an example. Who can sing me an Adon Olam? Let me use one example. Growing up, yes, just sing. Adon Olam? No, just like stand, like what's the first, how does your Adon Olam go? Just a few notes of Adon Olam. I'll do it. I was surprised you raised your hand too. I just thought somebody was going to go, Adon Olam Asher. Okay, you can sit, but thank you for volunteering. You did a really beautiful job. No problem. I was surprised, right? So that's Gurovich, and that's an Adon Olam. Does anyone, I don't have it here. Oh, I do. Does anyone know what Adon Olam's about? Ah, right. And we'll sing it at the end. Hmm? Oh, so here's a translation of all, you know, there's five verses. And what do we think of Adon Olam? That's the sign that we're wrapping up and heading into the Oneg. But I think it is one of the most beautiful texts in our liturgical tradition. You are our eternal God who reigned before any being had been created. When all was done according to your will, then you were called ruler. And after all ceases to be, you alone will rule in majesty. You have been, are yet, and will be in glory. And you are one, none other can compare to you or consort with you. You are without beginning, you are without end. To you belong power and dominion. And you are my God, my living Redeemer, my rock in times of trouble and distress. You are my standard bearer and my refuge, my benefactor when I call on you. So that's, you know, I love the verse, you are, to you are power and dominion, but you're also mine. You're far away and everything, and you're mine. Into your hands I entrust my spirit when I sleep and when I wake. And with my spirit, my body also, Adonai is with me, and I shall not fear. Adon Olam Hashem. Not judging the tune. And, you know, Adon Olam Hashem. They're useful. They serve a purpose. There's no doubt about it. I'm going to share two other Adon Olam melodies with you. One is more of a maybe meditation. Adon Olam Hashem. Really different, so beautiful. And that's one of my all-time favorites. This next one is, do it in this key, is an English setting of Adon Olam put to an Irish folk melody by a composer named Shirona, a cantor in the Westchester area. But it's English of Adon Olam to an Irish folk melody. O creator of everything, ruling long before the universe came into being. As creation unfolds by the power of your will, you are known by your life as King. And in the end, when everything is gone, you remain, you will reign all alone. Present and for all eternity, the most glorious mystery. And there are all the other verses translated beautifully in English. Really different from the Adon Olam from some of our tradition. So a lot of what's happening with music and worship, and this congregation has such a diverse repertoire, and again, particularly of the music of meeting, is that we're thinking more expansively about who's walking into our congregations. And when we talk a lot about, and in April I'll talk more about sort of inclusion and some other things that we're thinking about in worship, is that we talk a lot about making sure our doors are open and that we're very welcoming. And sometimes our worship isn't as reflective of that as we might hope it would be, particularly when worship is actually where many people are first walking through their doors. So if you didn't grow up in a certain community and you hear everybody knows this one, I don't know that one. So does that mean that, like, I can't make a home here because this isn't my story. This is your story, but can we share a story? And so the music, like the spiritual from Eyes on the Prize, or Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, which is from our text, Va'asuli Mikdash V'Shachanti, is from a hymnal. It's the Lord prepare me to be a sanctuary. For somebody who grew up with the tradition with which they, when they sang out of a hymnal, that feels comforting, that feels like home, we can expand our sacred story. So through all of these different musical styles, we have the opportunity through music of majesty that makes us feel very small because we want to feel like there's something larger than us, or we want to listen to the small voice, or we want to meet each other, but all of us tell our stories together. Creates a rich opportunity, challenging to be sure, but a rich opportunity for us in our worship. Shabbat Shalom.
For the Aleinu, I'd like to invite Gail and Richard to come up to open the Ark for the Aleinu. For those who are able, please rise.
Please be seated.
At this moment, as we prepare for Kaddish, Zichronam Levracha, may their memories be a blessing. During the year of mourning, remember fondly our beloved members, Betty Davison, Donna Courtney, Mark Langstein. We mourn the loss in the last 30 days of Claire Muttner-Rose, the aunt of Mindy Panzer, Terry Brohan, the cousin of Leslie Distler, Edna Lynn, the grandmother of Jamie Racer, Sonia Klimov-Dischler, friend of the Fox family. We extend our condolences again on the death of Donald C. Rappaport, the father of Rabbi Laura Rappaport, Michael Van Gelder, the father of Philippa Hindman, the grandfather of Stuart and Rebecca Hindman, beloved member of Temple B'nai Shalom, Teresa Beers, the mother of Peg Bauer. Recall Dr. Herbert Cohen, Ellen Arndt, Robert Tukulski, Bert Greenglass, Professor Irving Panzer, Dorothy Ruskin, Mary Berman, Hector Trifano, and McDowell. Silk Pelaez, Grace Christensen. Anne McDowell. Julius Rosenman, Cecile Sands, Corey Andy, Helen Odoff, Lorraine Silverstein, Oscar Epstein, Jonah Dreskin, Samuel New, Marv Breskin, Edna Paulson, Elise Froman, Judge Maurice Perlin, Louis Levine, Gertrude Lowe, Leonard Miller, George Zausner, Abby Werman, Edward Morris, Herman Rose, Regina Aid. Recall all of those with no one to remember them, those who have lost their lives to violence in the world, especially those in New Zealand, those who have lost their lives to disaster and in the defense of freedom. For those who are able, please rise.
Yitgadal v'yitgadash shemei rabah, v'yama divra chirute v'yamlich malchute, v'chayechon v'yamechon v'chayei d'chol beit Yisrael, Bagala uvisman kari viemru amen. Yehe shme rabba mivarach leolam ome amaya. Yit barak viyishtabak viyit pa'ar viyit romam viyit nase. Viyit adar viyit ale viyit alal shme dgrusha brichu. Leela min ko birchata vashirata. Tushpachata vnechemata. Damiram bi'alma v'yemru amen. Yehe shlama rabba min shemaya. V'chayim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'yemru amen. Ose shalom b'mromav. Hu ya'ase shalom. Aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'yemru amen. V'yemru, v'yemru, v'yemru. Amen. V'yimru.
You may be seated. We move from a sacred prayer of memory to embracing the joy that is birthdays and anniversaries, and then the joy that is Shabbat. So if you have a March, if you are an adult with a March birthday, so this is the month you get to double dip, Connor. You get to be here this month, you get the kid blessing and the adult blessing. Any other March birthdays or anniversaries? Yes, I think. Oh, we got a good, wow, got a good number. Okay, since I have the list, I was gonna call you guys out because I have the list, I know it's your anniversary. I was gonna go, okay, get up here. yeah, okay, that's it on the anniversary list. Hello. So, how many have birthdays? Wow. So, no one's under any obligation to say your age, except Connor, we could probably guess since your bar mitzvah's tomorrow. But you can just say when your birthday is.
We know 13.
March 18th.
March 21st.
March 30th.
March 19th.
March 18th.
24th.
March 19th.
March 16th.
We got them sort of clumped up in the middle of the month. So anniversaries, and would you like to, you don't have to, would you like to say what anniversary it is for you? That is your choice.
So, Strasbourg.
22nd.
You don't have to.
It's okay. 38.
Nice. Did I catch? Did everybody get everybody?
Yeah, I have a record.
Yivarechacha Adonai v'yishmerecha. May God bless all of you with a wonderful year ahead. For those of you with birthdays, spring is beginning. Representing a new start in life. May this be a year like spring of renewal and rebirth and new adventures, new challenges, new friends, new excitement. For those of you with anniversaries, may this be another year of love and of support and of being together through many, many good times in the year ahead. So mazel tov to all. May it be a happy and healthy year. And it is starting wonderfully for Connor and hopefully starting wonderfully for everyone else. So, where'd the gifts go?
I got them right here.
Ah, check them out. You get a grown-up gift. Isn't there something about a fountain pen, bar mitzvah? So it's not quite a fountain pen, but it's a pen. You can get two.
One. Okay.
Well, there's stickies. Yeah. So. Thank you, everyone. A good year to you. Okay, so Connor, I'm gonna have you go down so I can call you up again. Have a seat. In a moment, it will be my honor to call up a young man who is no stranger to this sanctuary, to this bima, to this temple. He and his parents and his sister are very active participants in the prayer life of this congregation and in other ways as well. There is very little that Connor does not have an interest in. He is an avid learner and really an avid doer as well. Some of the things he loves you can see on his tallit that is featured on the front cover of your service folder. He has included some of these things, his ice skating, his talent for shofar blowing, and we've experienced that at the High Holy Days. His participation in the Boy Scouts, his love of Judaism, and his love of reptiles and amphibians, as well as all other animals, but especially reptiles and amphibians. Is the gecko your favorite or just one of your favorites? One of your favorites. They are very cute. So, what you might not see so clearly from the photograph is that Connor is not only a young man who values pursuits of his head and of his hands, but also a young man, a bar mitzvah, with a large and caring heart. It is my pleasure to call up our bar mitzvah of the weekend, Connor Rothhandler, as well as his also very Jewishly active and devoted sister, whose bat mitzvah is 2 years away, but we won't worry about that yet, to come on up and lead us in Kiddush. Kiddush is on page 61. Please rise.
Do the English?
Yeah, you can read that, and then you pick it up.
Okay. You start. The seventh day is consecrated to the Lord our God. With wine, our symbol of joy, we celebrate this day and its holiness. We give thanks for all our blessings, for life and health, for work and rest, for home and love and friendship. On Shabbat, eternal sign of creation, we remember that we are created in the divine image. We therefore raise the cup in thanksgiving.
Baruch Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam, Borei Pri Hagafen.
Amen.
Baruch Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam, Asher Kishanu B'mitzvot Tov, Ratzav Anu, Mishabak Kacho, Behava Uvratzon, Hin Haltanu, Zikron Limaseh Vereshi, Kihu Yom Tehila, Mikrae Kodesh, Zeher Litzia, Mitzrayim.
Kivanu b'charta, v'yatanu kidashta, mikol ha'amim, v'shabbat kodshecha, v'ahava uvratzon, hinchaltanu. Baruch atah Adonai mikadesh hashabbat.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
I'm Neil Seiden, President of Temple B'nai Shalom. Welcome to our Shabbat services. Thank you for all who helped make these services possible, our rabbis, ushers, greeters, Onek helpers, security watch, and most importantly, you, our temple members and guests. And thank you, a special thank you to Cantor Boxt. You can come back anytime, and we're looking forward to your return in April. The music and the expression, as Rabbi Crystal said, truly radiates from your soul and enriches us, and thank you for teaching us tonight as well. Before I continue, I wanted to share that some of our TBS members who are sisters in the Sisterhood of Salam Shalom are not with us tonight. In the wake of today's events in New Zealand, they have joined with their Muslim sisters to attend a vigil at the All Dulles Area Muslim Society Center, also known as the Adams Center. TBS stands with our Muslim brothers and sisters now, as they did with us after the Pittsburgh incident. We look for ways that we can partner with and support the Muslim community, returning the love and outreach they did after Pittsburgh. Every Shabbat, I join with our community in prayer for peace. This Shabbat, let us renew and invigorate our prayers for peace, for salam, for shalom. A few highlights upcoming. This Saturday, March 17th, 7 p.m., enjoy an evening with award-winning journalist Amir Thibone, Haaretz's D.C. correspondent. The event is open to the public, so please come and please bring your non-TBS friends. It should be a fascinating evening, and if you have any questions, Bob Budoff is going to be here. What did I say? Brain dead. It says Sunday right here. Our annual TBS Purim Spiel is next Saturday. So adults, please join in RSVP to Fern or Saul Schwartz. April 26th to 28th, I hope you saw this in the weekly email today. TBS remembers Donna Courtney as Jewish singer-songwriter Michelle Citrin joins us for an artist-in-residence program we are calling Eat, Pray, and Sing. The highlight will be a Saturday evening concert with Havdalah and desserts. The concert and the entire musical events of the weekend will be dedicated in memory of our beloved Donna. The program events were published in the weekly email today. We will be taking reservations for the Shabbat dinner starting next week on April 26th. More details to follow. And finally, these nice smile through the challah, right? Welcome to the front row, Connor Rothandler, and your entire family and your entourage, your guests and family members. Your TBS family wishes you a great Bar Mitzvah weekend that is clearly starting wonderfully, and all the best to your family and friends who join you this weekend. Mazel tov. Wishing you a good weekend, a peaceful Shabbat, and a good next week. Shabbat shalom.
We will conclude as we began, inviting us to leave our sanctuary in a few moments, open to the possibilities. Open my eyes to truth. Open my hands to give freely.
Please rise for the benediction. Yisa Adonai panav elecha v'yasem lecha shalom. In a world that can seem scary, in which we face the unknown, help us to keep our hearts open to hope, to love, to the building of bridges, to shalom, to peace. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.